From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In the midst of thousands of lawsuits alleging glyphosate causes cancer, the EPA announced it will not approve glyphosate product labels making that claim, saying that is false. According to AgWeb.com, EPA announced in May results from an earlier review that found glyphosate is not a carcinogen and not a public health risk when used according to label requirements. These findings are in direct opposition to those made by the World Health Organization, but in agreement with hundreds of countries and federal agencies. No food can be produced without some impact on the environment or greenhouse gas emissions, but without accounting for the nutrition provided by the food can leave a distorted picture. But according to MilkBusiness.com, a recent study by Sweden's Department of Public Health and Caring Science looks at both a food's nutrient density and the amount of greenhouse gases needed to produce it, and milk comes out on top of that index. Anti-dairy groups, of course, are pushing back against the findings. Three sponsors will be honored with the Distinguished Service Citation during this year's National FFA Convention and Expo in late October. BASF of Triangle Research Park, North Carolina, Farm Credit Alliance of Rockland, California, and Valent USA of Walnut Creek, California will receive the citation for their outstanding contributions to FFA and agriculture education on the national level. According to AgriMarketing.com, all three have been FFA sponsors for many years. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.